Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Monday, April 4th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in Belarus are asking believers around the world to pray. Reports indicate the country's climate is prime for a revolution. Russian ministry Sergei Rakuba says they work there, training young Christian leaders to be evangelists, pastors, and church planters. Rakuba says Belarusian Christians are concerned.
They're not allowed to do any evangelism, any open-air activities. They're not allowed to go outside of their walls. And interestingly, this is the same what it was in the Soviet Union.
Meanwhile, police in Guyana are questioning two people in the deaths of a pair of Wycliffe Bible Translator missionaries. 42-year-old Rich and 58-year-old Charlene Hicks were working with SIL in southern Guyana near the Brazilian border. On March 30th, the couple was found dead outside their burned home. Local officials are investigating the incident as a double homicide. The Hicks had worked for the past 9 years with the Wapishana tribe and were translating the Bible from English to the Wapishana language. And a new partnership, envisioned through an American pastor, answers the Macedonian call, only to Africa. Worldwide Christian School's Dale Dielman says the program is dubbed African Call.
This really came through a vision that one of the local pastors here in Grand Rapids had to connect African Americans with Africa in some mission and outreach kinds of efforts, as well as building a holistic ministry base to address a variety of issues and challenges.
The consortium will partner projects in medicine, education, evangelism, and church planting throughout Africa. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, please pray for us, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.